Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
That's a hoot.
So Barbie says they're here and the dogs come running in the background. Is that not the whole idea of a great podcast start? The
they're
animals
here.
Are coming to help.
Oh, that's a good one. They're here.
Yay.
And
well,
we're
pretty
here.
Good. So we're recording, and this is the second episode. I think there's been a delay. Mandingo, the producer, was trying to figure out. He forgot all of the work that went into getting the Beyond Monogamy podcast set up, you know, years ago. So he's now hitting and getting it, trying to get it done. So for all of you people who have finally joined us and found us, I apologize if there was a delay. We'll keep on keeping on. So let's start this podcast. The name of the podcast, folks, is Ellis Adventures. Okay. And I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
So we were very careful in picking Ellis Adventures, okay, because we were thinking it's going to be a great, easy to spell URL for people to find. It's spelled E-L-L-I-S, adventures.com, you know, so all of y'all that were trying to spell out Beyond Monogamy and having problems finding us and stuff, that was it. This was to try and make it a lot easier, quicker for you to do. Also for us to keep on the down low type stuff, was going to make it more adventurous to, you know, make it easier for you to listen to this in your car. If the kids are in the background, they don't have to see the sexy lips and the hot fire microphone. We're going to kind of tone it down. And so Ellis Adventures is, we do talk about some adult things. Okay. So I get this text from Mandingo this week where he shows me Ellis Adventures. Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, you got it done. I'm really happy that you got this website done. And I click on it and I look at it. And y'all, if you go to ellisadventures.net, it's a married couple that has a travel agency and has adventures.
I saw that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're putting in a plug for them right now.
I said, yes. Oops.
So if you came here to hear all about nice vanilla travel, you know, and set up your safari or whatever else it is that these people do, I have no idea where they operate at. I have no idea at all. I just know that when I kept clicking through and I was like, okay, this is not the website I ordered from you. And I said to him, are you joshing me? This is not the website that we talked about developing. And he's like, no, it's out there. And he said, somebody in their infinite wisdom decided ellisadventures.net. And he said, I think their last name is Ellis.
Ah, of course it is. So, yes.
So,
for
yeah.
All your travel needs.
Right. So if you're looking for your travel needs, this is not the podcast. Now, if you're looking to talk about stuff, okay, that is adult stuff and be a little titillated and talk about people who are currently in the swinging lifestyle and people who have been retired from it, semi-retired, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, it doesn't matter. Once you're in and the toothpaste, the cap has come off of the toothpaste, it ain't going back yet.
That's right.
Okay. For all of us real people on this. Anyway, so do we have topics? And if you don't, I actually have a topic. Nope. Want to start? Okay. So I decided to do a little bit of homework. I went to one of the chats, AIs, and I said, tell me all about sexual oddities. And the first couple ones we'd heard before, The man who could stop having orgasms, the persistent genital arousal disorder, some poor middle-aged man. He had dozens of orgasms a day. Okay. I think we talked about this, or we'd heard about this one before. The second one is just too weird. It's the werewolf puberty case where these kids come out and they grow a bunch of hair and they go into puberty pretty quick. Little 3-year-old boys, 4-year-old boys. It's not an oddity I even want to talk about. It belongs in the circus. No. That's an oddity. Yeah.
That's too bad.
The third one is objectophilia of the woman who married the Eiffel Tower. And I just think people like that are batshit crazy. Okay.
That has nothing to do with sex.
And you're just trying to get attention. Her name, it says, is Erica Eiffel. Okay, for Eiffel Tower.
Of course it is, because she married the tower, yes.
Right. What I want to know is, and this is me, did she go and get some of those little baby Eiffel Towers that they sell all around the outside of it? Because I have been to Paris a lot. And what does she do with those? Okay.
Do you think they're really like married in the traditional sense?
I mean, have they had sex? I believe if you have a miniature version.
I'll bet they make a dildo that looks just like it. I'll bet somebody
If she had the miniature dildo, the miniature Eiffel Tower, the marriage has been consummated.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
The fourth one is where I stopped and decided to read a long time. The longest recorded orgasm or seizure-like episode was in 2010's medical case report. It was from a woman who experienced it. Okay, guess how long?
Oh, no. Okay, geez.
A constant orgasm?
Yes. Longest recorded orgasm.
45
minutes. Continuous orgasmic state lasting how long?
I was going to say 3. I was going to say 3.
Yeah, 10
four
at the month.
Hours.
No way.
And wait a minute. Document.
It says it in AI, so it's got to be true, right?
Well, that's true.
It says orgasmic state lasting over 4 hours triggered by a medication side effect. I want that medicine.
What is it?
Right? Yeah.
Medication side effect. It's interacting with her nervous system. She described waves of intense pleasure mixed with exhaustion and near blackout. Doctors classified it as a form of status epilepticus in the brain's pleasure centers rather than true sexual climax. Similar persistent arousal cases have lasted days, requiring hospitalization. On the flip side, there is the rare anorgasmia with priapism, where men can have painful erections lasting 24 plus hours without climax, sometimes requiring surgical intervention.
Oh, what would that be? Ooh, we don't want to talk about that.
Right. So that's where I stopped, y'all, because I figured that's enough for us to talk about.
That's enough. Oh, well,
I've never wanted to have, I don't know. If I'm at a swinger party and I have a seizure, I hope people just leave me the fuck alone and let me have it.
Yeah, just step over. He's fine.
Go into that or constant orgasmic state, just let it ride. Just let me go.
Now, seriously though, what kind of medication was that? I'm not saying it would happen to anybody else that we would know.
You can go in and ask AI to tell you what kind of medication causes the side effect of a 4-hour orgasm. And it will probably give you what the name of that medication is.
Yes, Gemini, ChatGPT, tell me. And then he'll say,
Here's what I hope. You know, they say that when they can trace what you've put into the AI, what questions you've asked, blah, 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 right? I'm just going to start asking some really raunchy questions so that if I happen to die and my kids happen to do this and figure out what is the history behind there, they'll be like, what the hell was mom thinking?
Yeah. Could you imagine them coming over and going through your chat history or your computer history? You know, up there.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Just go, you know,
I hope you all have it password protected.
We do.
Oh, I have it password protected a couple places. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I will scrub it.
I will die, and they will have a computer that they'll never be able to get in. So.
You know what? I'm dead, so I really don't give a crap.
Oh, I don't either. But you won't.
I want them to go. Oh my God, was this my mother?
Oh God. Oh God. You know, we just recently moved after living in the same house for 25 years. It's amazing the places I found different adult toys, stuff we had stashed. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know we had this one. And then I found some that were in the box. And I'm like, I remember using that. And then I must have just put it away. But I mean, I had kind of an assortment for a while. A very, very dear friend of mine had access to adult toys that they would get in from vendors and things because she had a connection to somebody who had an adult store.
I did, but I stopped trusting Marilyn because she, after the time we did that double dildo that was from China and we burned our pussies out,
we're not doing that. But it was just hilarious to find, oh, I'm glad we found it for anybody.
So my question to you, Barbie, is did you try any of them out yet?
One's got to be charged. Not yet. No, I have to recover from the move. Like my whole body hurts from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Okay. Yes.
But I got to tell you, when you're laying in the bed sore and you know that you can't get up to exercise or anything else, that's the time to reach over and have it in that drawer along with some coconut oil, y'all, and just go, I can't move a muscle. Oh, yeah, I can move this muscle.
All I got to do is hold it on there. It'll do the work.
Yeah,
exactly.
It'll do the work. And then it's the best sleep ever.
I felt so bad the other night. Fabio, in the middle of the night, decided to get frisky. And so I started playing with him. And he was like, now, because of different surgeries, I've had to move around different. And we were trying to find the right position and we couldn't. And he's like, okay, you just need to blow me up. Okay. So blow me up, baby. That's what he says. Blow me up, baby. So I stop. And this is how I know I'm the oldest fucking lady that's out there. I take my retainer out. I do still have sitting on the bedside the ponytail holders because we will walk along the beach and see a ponytail holder and go, oh, that's a blowjob. Somebody had a blowjob. Okay. So I put my hair up in the ponytail and I go to blow him. And as I'm blowing him now, because he's had, prostate, he hasn't had surgery, but he had radiation and some other stuff like that. His bang time comes a lot faster. Okay. So I'm blowing him and it's getting hard. And then I make him come. He finishes. And then he's laying there and he's like, he starts to reach over with his fingers to diddle me because he's really good with that to make me happy. And I go, that's okay. I'm okay. And he's like, all right. So then we get up the next morning and he goes, did you turn me down last night when I said I was gonna, make you happy? And I go, yeah, because I had used a toy 15 minutes earlier and I'd been happy and I was ready to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'd already had one. Thanks.
I didn't want to tell him that because I was so happy that he woke me up. Because I sleep naked, people, and this is why I sleep naked. Okay, because he can roll over at any time and play, and that's exactly why you should sleep naked.
Amen.
Elle does that when she can't go to sleep.
Yeah,
she'll do that, and I'll wake up, and she goes, "Yeah, I was up for a while." So what'd you do? She goes, "Well, I got the bullet out."
Yeah.
She was done with my sleep. Yep.
Get her done.
So I have three different toys. Way. They're in the drawer next to me. The chargers are also in that drawer so I can charge them up. And they are easily accessible. Now, if anybody ever comes over to my house and pulls out that drawer and looks at it, I'm going to go, I told you so. Okay. Yeah. You should not be looking at my shit.
Yeah. Don't open the drawer. Don't do that.
Don't go in my private bedroom and open my bedside table. You open the bedside table, you're going to get what you were looking for. That's it.
That's right.
So when you were moving, and I mean, because I, as you know, I've kind of been moving too. I found a few things, but did you find anything that you forgot about that didn't belong to you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, I did.
No, I really don't think so. Not that I think about it. Not in that department. Not in the play stuff. But
yeah, okay.
When I moved from the last location, I found probably four or five things that I did. They did not belong to me. And I turned to Fabio and I was like, "You've been having somebody over on the side?" He goes, "Look, if I had somebody over the side, I'd tell you we'd have fun together." Okay, yeah. So. it's obvious. Plus I work with them, so it's just totally impossible. And so I brought them over to Lola, and two of the five things were hers. And then she's like, "Okay, I'll ask." And so these things got bounced around and bounced around and bounced around. Did you find anything, Roger?
No. D found a bunch of outfits that just got buried under some stuff and just thought they were gone. And I'm like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
I was looking for these. Now I don't even want them.
That's where that Little Red Riding Hood thing went. That's where the cheerleader outfit went.
That's right.
This summer, things are getting a little more tropical. Introducing the new and improved Dick Dippers, now available in bold new island flavors like Pineapple Punch Mango Madness, Coconut Splash, and the one everyone's talking about, Spicy Guava Heat.
I wasn't ready, but wow.
Way smoother than I expected.
I'm bringing these to every party.
They're cooler, juicier, and dipped in flavor like never before. So go ahead, take the plunge. Dick Dippers, now with a taste of the tropics.
Dick Dippers are for novelty enjoyment only. Side effects may include laughter, raised eyebrows, and awkward eye contact.
Dick Dippers, get dipped, stay tropical.
We had a lot of that kind of stuff. Ooh, baby, you know, because I used to be in the business, so I had a lot. Lingerie and clothes.
Well, I did tell this story on the old podcast. I will bring it up. Whenever we talk about that stuff, the best thing that we ever did, the best thing was the day we had a lifestyle party that was called Lost and Found. Yeah. And
that was so much fun.
We just said, okay, bring over everything you have that doesn't fit, everything you have that doesn't look right on you, everything you have that might be somebody else's stuff, bring it over. And everybody brought over. And I mean, it was so funny because Barbie's like, you know, I'm on cam all the time, so I've got a lot of stuff. And she's like, "I got this." And like everything, she go, "I got it from China. So I thought the size was going to fit me and it didn't fit me." Okay.
Didn't work. Yeah. They're extra large. It's my thigh.
One of them was this polka dot thing. And when I moved, it went to Lola. She loves it. Okay.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like
fantastic.
It's like the traveling lingerie piece from China that doesn't fit. Okay. It's gone from woman to woman to woman.
It had to find the right fit.
Right. So what we did is we took the way that our house was built, we had a little back room and you could watch it from the other room. But there was a partition. We had up some Parisian partitions. And so what we did is we put all of that stuff in a pile behind the Parisian partitions. We told all the guys, "You can't come back here," because it pissed off. Women don't like to try on stuff in front of guys. Okay. I don't even care if it's a lifestyle party and we're naked in front of you.
Doesn't matter.
We don't like you to see us trying to squeeze our boobs or ass into something if it's not going to fit. Right. Okay. So we went back there and it was all the women and we started trying on stuff and we would try on stuff and walk out and the guys would be out there on the bed and they'd be like, "Oh, that looks really good." And then we had this little fashion show and then it got really quiet and the guys peeped around the corner and we had stopped trying on stuff and had started doing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it's distracted. Like, okay, that was a lot of fun. Yes. And I ended up with more crap than I brought.
Yeah,
okay?
You did.
Which
you did.
That's the way that, you know, I had a tub and I ended up with a tub again, but it was different stuff that was like, okay, this is what it is. I mean, because you can't exactly put that out there on a garage sale.
Oh, no. Heavens, no. Mm-mm.
Right. So.
And when I was working, my lingerie was tax deductible. So thank you.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right. It was my job, so okay. What are you gonna do?
Do we have anything good coming up besides next month's party? the end of this month's party?
We're going to one this weekend, I guess. And we just had ours. We had a busy weekend. I mentioned this last week. You know,
how was yours?
Elle had Chris Goodie over on Tuesday. Friday, we had a gangbang for her. And she only wanted four gentlemen. So, got the four. Two of them showed up. One of the guys, and two of the guys had been asking to get together with her. And we finally arranged it. He sends a text at midnight. Says, hey, I got busy drinking with my buddies. Is it too late to come over?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's
dude,
so yeah, that's too
dude.
Late.
He goes, I lost track of time. Yeah, well, you lost more than track of time. Uh-huh. You lost your opportunity to get a great piece of ass.
Yeah.
Is what you did. So we did that, and she had fun. Wasn't the greatest, but two of the four. And then Saturday's party was quite fun. Elle and the Siren grabbed a lady who had been to parties, but she was never into girls until recently. So Elle and the Siren said, well, we need to introduce you to how we start our parties. So of course they go back and they start the party, and she had a good time. The new lady had a good time being introduced to multiple women at one time, at the same time.
Right.
So.
Right.
And the Siren was on point. As always, she's one of these people who, how do you say, she's is very alpha female, and she makes decisions at work. And when she comes to lifestyle parties, she doesn't want to say anything. She wants you to do what you want. She just wants to be very submissive.
I don't want to make a decision at all. Somebody tell me what to do.
That's it. She goes, tell me what to do. So we were playing and everything like that. And next thing you know, she goes, go for it. I went, oh, okay. So when she says go for it, and she never says this, she wants to do anal.
Right.
I said, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I said, okay, here we go. And I'd already... She'd already come once from me going from behind. Then she said, go for it. So we started doing anal, and oh my goodness, you could have heard it down the street, I think, afterwards. But it was a good party. It'd be a fun one. But then we're going to one this weekend. And this couple, they invited us and said, yeah, bring an appetizer, a snack. It's okay. Well, that's typical. But they're having dinner before. I'm going, what? Having dinner?
So like at a restaurant?
No, at their house. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going, well, why are you doing that? I said, most people don't want to eat. I mean, before a full dinner.
Let's have chili, okay?
Yeah.
let's have hamburgers. Let's have pork and beans.
So I'm going, why do you do that?
Taco bar.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going, so why do you have dinner? Well, we like to get to know people beforehand. God.
Well, you do that a week beforehand.
Yeah. I'm going, seriously. We just like
or when you're fuck drunk, you talk to people afterwards and you eat. You know, suck down the liquids that you've just lost. You maybe grab a sandwich or something, the nutrients.
Yep, that's right.
We try to have a lot of fruit out there to be the healthy person. And then we got to have chocolate. And we put chocolate out there. There's no freaking dinner, okay?
That's right.
It's just eat as you go.
Well, that's fuck what...
And eat as you go.
I told Al, I said, if this party goes well, we will have to invite them to one of our parties so they can see how you're supposed to do this. Set the food out, and then you just sort of graze as you go.
That's right. That's right.
Well, right. With the rule that there's no fucking on the kitchen table because that just screws up the food, people. So that's the big rule.
Yeah. Unless
keep the pubes away from the food. Okay. Yeah. Keep the pubes away.
Unless Missy Evil is the food platter.
Yeah,
well, that's
the
true.
Only sushi, Missy Evil being the sushi models.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's about all we have going.
Yeah, I would love to say that I'm the submissive person because I'm pretty strong at work. And I'll say it in my head, oh, yeah, I'm going to be submissive. And then I'll take so much of it, and there'll be something like, and I'll be like, damn it, I would have done this way. And then I'll just do it, okay, and take over. So I can't do the total submissive person. I can't. I have to be the,
right.
I don't waste my time here. I want to be happy. So do it this way, please.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I don't have a submissive bone in my body.
I don't have patience, especially for somebody who's not sexually intelligent, what I call is sexually emotionally intelligent, which means that if you are taking your finger and your fingernail is a little too long, and when you are doing me inside, I'm doing the scringe of my face instead of the happiness face. Okay. You got to think there's something wrong and you got to see it in my face. And yeah, you think a dominant Janet is going to say that, hey, there's... you need to cut your fingernails. But I can't do that. I can't be that direct in the parties. I have a hard time. I will just walk away from you. But in the middle of it, you know, if I actually do tell you there's something like that really wrong, then I've taken it for a while and you have not taken my cues. You have not looked at my face to see the scrunch. Mm-hmm. You know, a good sexually, emotionally intelligent person's going to go, is there something wrong? And then I'll say, yeah, the fingernails are a little too long. Can you go a little flatter? Okay. Yeah. But if you don't ask me that, I'm just going to stop and go find somebody else to play with rather than tell you what's exactly wrong. And if I offer you a mint, damn it, take the mint.
Take the mint every Please. Time.
Take the mint. Yes. There is a reason Janet asks you if you want a mint.
Well, I do also think, just kind of getting back to what you said about when somebody's doing something and they're not reading the cues.
Right.
Sometimes I just say, hey, easy, 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 easy.
I've seen you say it. Got it. I've been in the room when you've said
it. Easy for, oh, yeah. Because we were in the room that one time.
I don't have a problem telling them because I don't have a problem fighting for somebody else. Okay. I'll go, okay, Barbie just said easy. Okay.
She did.
Back off. If she said it a bunch, you need to back off of her. Okay. If I'm in the room and I hear that. But when it's me that's laying there, I have a harder time communicating. I'm just not. I'm going to try and give you signs if I'm not moaning. Now, if on the other hand, if I'm moaning and if my eyes are rolling and if I am squeezing my toes and bending them over and my hand is going up and you can tell that I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. And if I yell, I got to have a dick. It really means I got to have a dick. Okay. That means you've brought me to that point. Or if I yell, shnikes, you have done very well in terms of made me come. This Steve found out. I remember the first time I did it with him. He's like, what the hell did you just say?
Shnikes.
I just have this word that I say. I don't even know where it came from, folks. I do not know where it came from.
Put it in the dictionary.
But that's why tornado is called tornado. Because she is the siren, she's the tornado siren, and it's so funny that
she is,
and it just starts going and hearing coming up
louder and longer, louder and longer.
Yeah, it's like somebody's cranking up the old siren, except for
slowly.
You know, speaking of that, I didn't finish my, I guess I forgot about
okay,
the,
sorry.
The Sunday. No, I forgot about to tell you that Sunday we get a call and our friend says, my wife wants some Steve time.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah.
Thoughts and water?
Yeah.
My wife wants Steve time?
Yeah.
Thoughts and water.
Yeah, so his wife wants some Steve time. So we go over there. We're playing. And she likes anal also. Well, we're playing. And I'm about ready to come. She is going nuts from anal. Just then, the tornado warning sirens go off and the TV starts blaring and everything. So it's, and she goes, don't you stop. Oh,
that's right. Don't stop.
Oh
my God. That's fantastic.
Oh my. So we finished quickly and then beelined it. So to some safety area and it wasn't too bad. And come to find out it was in the southern part or the northern part of the county where they live. So I said, Jiminy Christmas. So, yeah.
Just very in the middle of it. Don't stop.
Yeah. You're talking about the tornado siren. So her and the cowboy will be at the party.
Good. Oh, they are the nicest people. They are the nicest people.
You still think Barbie should come just to say, be the fly on the wall?
Well, she was using the excuse that she was moving, but now that we see that she has moved in, we got to come up with a new excuse.
All right, maybe by the time party time, maybe that's all I can say. Maybe, baby, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, it's been a no. So getting a maybe is progress.
True. Mm-hmm.
It would be great to see everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've got enough for an episode at this point. And the fact that we're using AI, I'm just so happy that we're using AI to come up with our topics of what to talk about.
Oh, you just wanted on your search for your
family to find. So, for all of you new flies on the wall who've listened to this and you want to come on the show or you would like to send us a question, you go to Ellis Adventures, Ellis Adventures.com. Don't go to .net because you'll buy a trip. .com. Okay. And then you're going to find the way to get a hold of Janet. You're going to find the way to get a hold of Roger. It is... also the place to tip Mandingo because he doesn't get paid. So you can leave him a tip. And like I said, we're always willing to talk to anybody else who wants to do live. We will try to, because we tape this, we can try to keep you as anonymous as possible. If you accidentally slip and say something you don't want to do, we can edit it and make sure that it doesn't go out. So for all of you folks that want to do that, go to ellisadventures.com. And I'm hoping that between now and the next time that you decide to find us, that you come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the line.